No, I don't think so. I think that's something of an illusion that someone might have looking at the industry from the outside. But in fact, I would say publishers have been enormously proactive about the digital revolution. Back in the 1990s, they were looking over their shoulders and seeing what had happened and was happening in the music industry. And they knew that the same thing could happen in the book publishing industry. They were well aware of it. And so from the late 90s on, they have been, I would say, enormously proactive about trying to ride the wave of the digital revolution. In the late 90s and early 2000s, many publishers invested very heavily in digitizing their backlists and digitizing their content. They invested very heavily in developing ebook programs of one kind or another, even before the market was ready for it. They lost a lot of money in that process. Some of them had to close those divisions down by 2005 because the sales simply weren't there. But the publishers were not reluctant. They were very willing to participate in this change, indeed to try to drive the change. Moreover, if you see what publishers are doing with regard to piracy, you'll see that they are acting, in a very concerted way to try to prevent or at least to control piracy and the dispute over the Google Library project illustrates that very well. That is, they decided to take Google to court and they eventually reached a settlement with Google, although that has not been upheld. So the issues are still very, very open and it's not at all clear where that's going to end up. And a third example would be the determined resistance of many large publishing houses to the pricing policies of Amazon. Amazon, as many know, decided to price ebooks very cheaply, and they were using a traditional publishing discount model in order to do that. In other words, publishers were selling content to Amazon and giving them a discount off their recommended retail price. And then Amazon chose the price that they wanted to sell that content at, often taking a loss when they sold it as cheaply as $9.99. Many publishers felt that this was not good for the industry in the long run. It was similar to Apple selling songs at 99 cents. And they felt it would be damaging for the industry in the long term. And so they were proactive in resisting that and in moving over to an agency model, which basically means that the retailer, in this case Amazon, takes a percentage off the retail price for selling the content. So the publisher sets the price and then pays the retailer, say, 30% for selling the content. But it is the publisher who sets the price, not the retailer who sets the price. And that is a crucial difference. So in those three examples, you see that the publishing industry has been proactive in trying to shape the direction of the digital revolution and to resist some of the strategies and initiatives of the large technology companies and the large retailers.